The leaders of France and Germany are traveling to St. Petersburg, Russia today for talks with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. All three were vocal in their opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Their hastily arranged summit in Russia's former imperial capital is seen as an attempt to coordinate their position on how a post-war Iraq should be governed. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in St. Petersburg. Is Iraq the only item on the agenda?
No, actually, Bob, this began as a bilateral German-Russian meeting, a series of meetings they've been holding over the years to deepen ties between their two countries. At the last second this week, President Chirac of France asked to actually attend this meeting, and it's turned into a mini-summit, if you will, between the three leaders of the anti-war coalition. I don't think there's any doubt, of course, that Iraq is going to be the prime issue on the agenda here, and the three leaders want to continue to maintain that the UN should continue to have a central role in governing and in running a post-war Iraq.
Do these three leaders have enough common ground to arrive at a common position on Iraq?
Well, certainly they had enough common ground in being united in their opposition to the war. After the war began, President Putin issued a very strong denunciation of the U.S. decision to go to war. Surprised many people in Moscow, at least the tone and the vociferousness of his objections surprised many people. As the war progressed over the last couple of weeks, Russia toned down a lot of its criticism. Indeed, President Putin said it wasn't in Russia's interest to see the United States defeated in Iraq, and we started to hear more conciliatory coverage even out of the state media outlets, which are run by the Kremlin here. But having said that, I think that there is quite a bit of common ground. Obviously, Russia is a permanent member of the UN Security Council, as is France. So I think it's very important, obviously, to the Russians that the UN have as much say as possible. We saw Condoleezza Rice here this week, the American National Security Advisor, the security advisor to President Bush, here talking to the Russians, talking to President Putin, and there's been quite a bit of speculation in the French media, at least, that President Chirac was a bit alarmed by Condoleezza Rice's visit and the fact that she was relatively warmly received here, and was somewhat worried that this coalition that the French and the Germans and the Russians had forged in opposing the war was beginning to crumble.
What about oil?
Well, indeed, Russia and France also have big oil interests in Iraq. French companies had signed contracts with Saddam Hussein's government. Russian companies had done the same, in fact, had concessions which were much more lucrative financially. Most of them were nothing but paper contracts under the Saddam government because they could not be realized under UN sanctions. They could not actually begin work on them. And Saddam Hussein made a point of using these contracts as sort of a political football and offering, trying to extract Russian support for his government, or at least Russian opposition to the war in exchange for more Russian influence, economic influence in Iraq. And we've continued to hear this week that Russian companies, given the apparent demise of Saddam Hussein's government, intend on pressing home their oil interests. In fact, they've talked about going to international bodies to make sure that the contracts which they had signed with Saddam Hussein's government are honored in a post-Saddam Iraq.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in St. Petersburg, Russia.